Jim Wilson had just wrapped up a grueling business meeting. It did not go well. He had been on the road for over 3 weeks now, trying to earn his Salesman of the Year award and a much-needed cash bonus. Jim needed a drink. A few drinks, as a matter of fact. He rushed downstairs to the hotel lobby and finally exhaled as he entered the lounge. "Gin and tonic, my man, and please don't spare the alcohol," he exclaimed to the bartender. Just as Jim took his first sip, he felt a tap on his shoulder. "Do you mind if I join you?" a sultry voice whispered in his right ear. Jim turned around to find in front of him an angel. Dark, shapely, gorgeous, and with a pair of pouty lips that could not be denied. Maybe this day is not so bad after all. Jim slowly slipped his wedding ring into the pocket of his pants and offered the woman a seat next to him. "I'm Jim. What's your name, gorgeous?" "Angel," she replied. "How perfect is this?" Jim thought to himself. Angel looked sad. Jim kept chugging down his gin and tonics as if they were water. Angel began to tell him of her brother who lives in her native country of Colombia. He is in the hospital and has been waiting for a kidney transplant for 6 months now, but to no avail. As a tear rolled down the side of her face, she turned to Jim and said, "He only has a week to live." Just as Jim sipped his 12th drink, Angel asked, "Would you like to take a bath together?" Jim, shocked, paused for a quick second, then said with a silly grin on his face, "Why, I'd be delighted to." Excited, Jim slammed down the rest of his drink, and the two rushed up to his room. Getting in the bathtub is the last thing Jim remembered before waking up early the next morning. He was still in the bathtub, his body, completely submerged in ice from the neck down, felt completely numb. A phone was placed next to him, on top of the ice. As he looked up, he saw a big note with the following instructions written in lipstick. "Do not move. Call 911 for an ambulance now." Jim, who could not move anything but his hands, knocked over the phone handset, pressed the speakerphone button, and immediately dialed 911. An ambulance arrived within minutes. The medics carefully pulled Jim out of the bathtub and gasped in horror. "Have you recently had a surgery, Mr. Wilson?" the medic asked. "No," replied Jim. "Why do you ask?" The medic reached behind Jim and pulled a tube which was protruding from his lower back. As they turned Jim around, the medic's faces were as white as the wall behind them. The scene was bloody. One of the medics, in shocking disbelief, fell to the floor and passed out. Jim's back had been cut wide open. The other medic, barely holding on to consciousness, said in a faint voice, "Mr. Wilson, your kidneys are gone.